This is Blue Money, a finance podcast made for cops by cops. Lieutenant Jim Donnelly of the Bensalem Police Department and co-host Kevin McGarry of Valley Financial Group come together to help protect and serve your financial needs. This is Blue Money.
I want to welcome everyone back to the Blue Money podcast. This is your host, Jim Donnelly. I'm here with my co-host, Kevin McGarry.
What's up, Jimmy?
Today's podcast, I thought it would be important to just talk about how, you know, life throws curveballs at you once in a while. Threw me a curveball about a month and a half ago, and my future plans totally went upside down. I always planned to work until I was 52 at Bensalem and then doing the financial planning full time. Obviously, some events occurred that I retired from Bensalem Township Police Department at this point. Some actions that were you know, totally my fault. I take full responsibility. Now I'm diving in to financial planning full time, 24/7 for 65 a year. I'm looking forward to it. Things happen to everyone. It could be health. I mean, someone can get cancer. Someone can get MS. Anything can happen.
Anything.
Wife, a spouse can pass away. Kids can pass away. So many curveballs can be thrown at you. For me, it was almost like my career, boom, now I'm going to be full-time financial advisor. So,
well, I think, you know, first of all, you had a plan, though.
Yep.
And, you know, you were going to come work full-time as a financial advisor once you, you know, at 52. That's been pushed up for
4 years. Yep.
Right. So, but at least you had that plan. So many people, you know, come in here, being law enforcement or not, they don't have a plan. A lot of guys that sit in your shoes, you know, one out every day, protect society, you know, they retired, they don't know what the hell they're going to do.
And I think that was important, Kev, especially what happened to me. Is I've been planning for years and years and years in case something happened. Not just so much one for another job when I retired, which was going to be Valley Financial, but paying off my debt. My mortgage is paid off. I have no credit cards. Cars are paid off. I've been saving in the 457 to 401. I've been maxing those accounts out for years. So I had a big nest egg there waiting for me. I could touch the 457. Even though I'm now 59 and a half, I could touch that 457 because I'm retired now. So that's a little nest egg there. You know, I had at least 6 months of bill money just in my savings account. So all these steps that I was doing, basically saving my 457, having a nest egg for me, paying off my debt, it really helped me out because when a life-changing event happened for me and I have to walk away from the law enforcement career, I'm okay.
Right.
Because I've been doing stuff the right way for the last 25 years of my law enforcement career, set myself up. So I think it's really important to share that message and let people know that anything can happen, but you got to start taking steps now.
Right, because so many people think it's not going to happen to them.
Correct. I never would have thought it.
Never. You don't wake up one day and say, man, I'm retiring soon. You know, I got to change my career. And that's hard too. When people retire, you're going from being a lieutenant to a financial advisor. Now, you prepped all that, but that's a whole different world.
Sure, totally.
And from a mental standpoint, you know, you just want to be prepared, not just for law enforcement, for anyone that's going to retire. You just have to be prepared and visualize what that's going to look like, right? And a lot of people right now, Jim, I would say most Americans, most people that come in here are underprepared for retirement.
Yeah.
And not so much from maybe financially, but just from a planning standpoint. You know, Schwab did a study a year or two ago, and 42% of the people they surveyed didn't think they had enough money to do a financial plan. 19% of the people surveyed said they didn't have enough time, and 22% of the people, and this I think this number is low, think planning, financial planning, or having a plan for retirement is too complicated. Just getting it on a piece of paper or what your goals are and visualizing those goals will probably, and I believe this wholeheartedly, we do it for a living, leads to personal and financial success. So,
yeah, I think for law enforcement community, Kevin, one thing is everyone usually comes to us for answers.
Right.
Right? Like, I mean, we get flagged down for directions. We get flagged down for a flat tire. We get caught. So we're always the guy that knows stuff. I mean, we're women out there working. They always know stuff. So for law enforcement to put their hand up and say, I have no idea what I'm doing with investing. I have no idea what plans are. They kind of just go with the flow.
That's right.
They're getting paid every 2 weeks. They know checks coming in. That can stop. Look, it's going to stop with me.
Right.
So like you need to have a plan.
You do.
It's very important. And I think the other reason is they think they're just going to plan when it's getting closer to the end of the line. And that's almost too late.
It's too late.
It's better than nothing at the end. But every person we bring in here, Kev, it's the same story. They say, I wish I would have started sooner.
100%.
Everyone says that. Everyone says, I wish I would have started sooner, or I wish somebody would have came in and talked to me and told me the right path to go. It's the same. We hear the same two stories every time.
Right. But not even that. Like, having a plan in life or a financial plan with you and your family, it not only leads to success, but at least to healthier money habits. I mean, look, this is from Schwab. You know, 65% of the people that work with planners have an emergency fund, where 33% that don't work with planners do. You know, 71% that work with planners are aware of fees and investment costs, where 45% of the people that don't work with planners don't know what that costs. And the big thing is, they never, one number is pretty interesting. You know, people that work with planners, 47% of them never carry credit card balances and make payments on time, where people that don't work with financial planners, it's 29% of them. So you just have healthier habits working. And people are going to come in here, and we just had this conversation recently, like, well, your fee is 1% or whatever the fee is. And they're nervous of that fee.
Sure.
And they don't realize, like, what it's really costing them in the long run by not working with a financial professional.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's a big thing with fees. All law enforcement officers we talked to numerous of them. A lot of them have no idea what's getting taken out of their accounts. They don't see it. A lot of these places in fiduciary where they don't have to show you, you know, Valley Financial took this amount. These other places just take it. One night you're sleeping, boom, they take it out. Next day the market goes up and down. You just think it's the market. You really don't realize that you just paid your quarterly fee, your maintenance fee, the administration fee, whatever fees these people are charging. So don't get scared of fees, guys. You know, how funny was that, Kev? We called a company and we're trying to figure out fees.
They wouldn't tell us the fees. And they're a 401k company.
It was crazy. I mean, to me, that was just so shady, so thing about fees. So it's just, guys, you can't be scared of fees, and wherever your money's at, call, find out. They'll tell you, look online and you can find it. No one will tell you straight up what these fees are.
And we got to do cost analysis on that, and on a 401k to a rollover to an IRA. But the thing is, when people bring up fees, right? We're 100% transparent on our cost here at Valley Financial Group. But I think the big thing is like, what are you comparing it to? Mm-hmm. Doing it yourself, working with your 401k provider, working with a broker, working with commissions, insurance. There's all different types of fees out there or commissions. It's just trying to understand what you're used to, if you're used to anything.
Mm-hmm. That's the big thing. And I always try to preach it to the law enforcement community is, don't be scared of fees. Sometimes if it's a 1% AUM, that's assets under management, that's fair, it's standard across the board, see what you're getting for it. See if they're going to be doing your taxes, if you're doing estate planning, doing a will, doing. There should be so many things that people do for you. And if they're not doing anything for you, just run your account, go to the next financial advisor.
That's right.
There's thousands and thousands and thousands of financial advisors out there. Go on and you feel comfortable. It's worth paying whatever the fee is if you feel comfortable with the service you're getting. Because in the long run, it's going to be a better experience for you. It's going to be a better experience for your children. It's worth the fee. It really is, looking into it. So
I think the big thing to wrap this up is, you know, have a goal, have a plan with you and your family, as you did, number one. And not just in your mind, right? Have it written down, have a written plan, right? Sit down with a financial professional and finalize that plan. You know, that plan is, it doesn't go straight up. Obviously, you know this better than anyone.
Sure.
It goes up and down and all over the place, right? It's just constantly communicating with the person you're working with, or your spouse, or your partner, whoever you live with, your family, to make sure everyone's on the same page in that plan. Because what I've seen in the past, you know, over 20 years in this industry, if you don't have a plan, plan to fail, right? Mm-hmm. And do not be scared of the fees, right? You don't have to stay. Mm-hmm. It's not Hotel California. You're not locked up here. Working with most financial planners, you can leave anytime you want. But I think the most important thing is have a plan, communicate your plan with your family, and make sure it's written down.
It's great advice, Kev. So I want to thank everyone for listening to the Blue Money Podcast. We're going to be running on these a lot more now since I'm working here full time. So for the people that enjoyed them, we're going to be getting a lot more content out there, some good information. I want to thank everyone for listening, and be safe out there.
Be safe.
Thanks for listening to Blue Money.
To learn more about Jim and Kevin or for a free financial assessment, visit valleyfinancial.com or click on the link in the podcast description or show notes. Until next time, safe investing.
This material is intended to be educational in nature and not as a recommendation for any particular strategy, approach, product, or concept for any particular advisor or client. These materials are not intended for any form of substitute or individualized investment advice. This discussion is general in nature and therefore not intended to recommend or endorse any asset class, security, or technical aspect of any security for the purpose of allowing a reader to use the approach on their own. Before participating in any investment program or making any investment, clients as well as all other readers are encouraged to consult with their own professional advisors, including investment advisors and tax advisors. Valley Financial can assist in determining a suitable investment approach for a given individual, which may or may not closely resemble the strategies outlined herein.